zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror.
He has killed five and says he's going to kill again.
Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
And again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, excuse me. The big reason we do Murder Monday, by the way, is to bring awareness to Crime Stoppers. And if you want to be anonymous and you want to actually give a tip, all you got to do is call this number. That number is 800-22-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Alex, what are you doing today for Murder Monday?
The Disney disappearance of Rebecca Corium. This is a little bit different. Yes, this is Murder Monday, but today, actually, there's no murder. Well, that we know of. Rebecca Corium is born in 1987 in Chester, England. She has a sister and two foster brothers who grow up with her and her parents. In June of 2010, when she's 23 years old, Rebecca decides to go to London to interview for a position with Disney Cruise Lines, along with hundreds of other hopefuls. She gets the job. So she goes to Florida to start training at Disney World first. Then she goes to 4 months of cruises in the Bahamas before she gets 2 months off. She comes back to work on the ship called the Disney Wonder, based in the port of L.A., and on it visits the Mexican Riviera and goes through the Panama Canal. While she's on the Disney Wonder, her grandpa passes away. Aww. So she takes 2 weeks off to go back to England, and this is the last time her family sees her in person. Rebecca leaves England and returns to start working on the Disney Wonder cruise ship as a youth worker after her grandpa's funeral. And she talks to her family every day through either Skype or Facebook. 6 weeks go by, and it's now March of 2011. Rebecca has just turned 24. And on the day the ship is pulling out of Los Angeles, Rebecca sends what will be her last Facebook message to her parents and says she'll call them the next day. Well, after 12 hours with no response, Rebecca's mom starts to get concerned. That morning, the Disney Wonder is off the coast of Mexico and bound for Puerto Vallarta and Cabo, but Rebecca doesn't report for her shift. She's not in her room, she's not anywhere on the ship, no one can find her, and she's not responding to pages made over the ship's intercom either. Disney looks at the security camera footage and sees one appearance of her at 5:45 a.m. In the video, Rebecca is talking on the ship's, one of their phones in a crew area. And she looks kind of upset. There's a guy that comes and walks up to her. He appears to ask her if everything's all right. Her mouth can clearly be read to be saying, yeah, fine. After which she hangs up the phone and walks away, pushing her hair back and putting her hands in her back pockets, which are mannerisms her parents say are common for her. This becomes the last known sighting of her. The crew searches the ship. They can't find her for days. The U.S. Coast Guard and the Mexican Navy search the international waters that the Disney Wonder had been sailing through at the time Rebecca went missing to see if she had fallen overboard. But they find nothing. Since the Wonder is registered in the Bahamas, a detective from the Royal Bahamas Police Force flies to the ship to begin a formal investigation once it returns to L.A. 3 days after her disappearance. He does several days of onboard investigations, and Rebecca's parents, Mike and Anne Maria Corium, are flown out from England to meet the ship in L.A. They meet this guy, the detective from the Bahamas, and he tells them that he had spent only 1 day on board investigating before flying back home. So that's a little bit different than what Disney was saying. The detective also tells them that he had interviewed only a few crew members and none of the passengers. According to the Coriums, Disney keeps them in a car with blacked-out windows and brings them on board via a little used side entrance after all the passengers had left the ship. The Wonder's captain gives his condolences and says that he thinks Rebecca has been washed aboard by a wave while at the crew pool. But the Coriums doubt that because the high walls that were around this pool on the ship were like insane. Like, there's no way anyone would have just fallen
I'm
overboard.
I'm always afraid, though, like stuff like that or at a water park. I'm like, I'm going to be the person that goes over the wall.
Well, after they tell the Coriums that they think that she fell overboard, the Coriums are taken to a meeting with Disney executives and the woman Rebecca had been speaking to on the phone that night that you can see in the surveillance footage. They figure out who that woman is, and I'll have more on that for you coming up. So in the fall of 2011, a journalist for The Guardian named John Ronson wants to take the Disney Wonder along the same route that Rebecca took to do a secret investigation. He gets permission from Rebecca's parents and gets on board the ship to write about it. He talks to several crew members who were on the ship at the time Rebecca disappeared, and they tell him there's more known about her fate than Disney or the Bahamian police are admitting. When we come back, what all could Disney be hiding about the disappearance of Rebecca Corium? It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. So, Brit, Rebecca Corium has been missing for months after she disappeared while working for Disney Cruise Lines on their Disney Wonder ship. A reporter named Jim Ronson, who works for The Guardian, decides that he's going to go on the Wonder and take the same route Rebecca was on when she disappeared. Immediately, the crew members start to tell him that they think Disney is hiding something. While the reporter is talking to one of the bartender says it didn't happen, then pauses, looks around, and says, "You know that's the answer I have to give." What is that? Freaks me out. Gives me chills, okay? After touring the areas of the ship open to passengers, reporter Jim Ronson decides that Rebecca had probably slipped and fallen while jogging on the Deck 4 jogging track. The railings there were low enough for that accident to happen, and she was known to be someone who jogged a lot. Well, the reporter shares this jogging theory with another deck worker, but he immediately tells him, oh, that's not it. He says Rebecca has actually gone overboard from the crew pool on Deck 5, and he says, "I was on the ship that day. Everyone knows that that's what happened." And then he said that there was a flip-flop found in that area as proof. Well, all the crew members who speak to him insist that Rebecca had gone overboard from the crew pool. One of them says Disney knows exactly what happened. Everything here is taped. There's CCTV everywhere. Disney has the tape. Near the end of his trip, another crew member says that even though the walls around the pool are high, the seas were rough at the time and she could have been tossed off the ship, especially if the deck and the walls were slippery. Since Rebecca isn't found on the ship despite a thorough search, investigators conclude that she must have gone overboard, possibly as a result of a rogue wave. The Coriums and their lawyers say they never received a copy of the final report on her case, as they were promised by the police in the Bahamas, and British detectives who did receive it have refused repeated Freedom of Information Act requests for a copy on the grounds that it contains restricted personal information. Her parents say there's no way she committed suicide. They found passes in her room that she had planned to surprise her family with to go to Disney in Paris on, and the fact that she always spoke to her mom regularly, that kind of all argues against a suicide theory. She had a really good happy relationship, according to them, with everyone in her life. But one of Rebecca's friends, who was the last person to see her that night, says that the flip-flops that were supposedly hers that were found weren't her size, and she had never even seen her wear them. She said, "Why didn't Disney come to me and ask me to verify that they were even hers?"
This sounds like Cinderella at sea.
Right?
Like, yeah. It doesn't fit.
In 2016, private investigators working for the family conclusively established that the footwear did not belong to Rebecca. Not only were they not in a style she would wear, the flip-flops had another crew member's name and cabin number written on them. The Corium say this leads them to strongly doubt Disney's claims that they had been found in the pool area and Disney's theory that Rebecca was swept or fell overboard from there. When Jim Ronson's article is published, the Coriums also hadn't even gotten any updates from Disney or anyone else on the progress of the investigation. So they're, it's very weird that, like, the family of a missing child is totally kept in the dark about what's going on. Now, remember that phone call Rebecca was on in the last recorded tape of her that went missing?
She's like, "Okay, fine," and did, like, little hand things?
Yeah. It was a girl that Rebecca was romantically involved with, a bisexual girl who worked on the ship named Tracy. Tracy had a boyfriend who also worked on the ship with them, and according to Tracy, Rebecca had a history of being depressed and she did have suicidal thoughts. She says Rebecca's family wasn't super understanding about her sexuality, and so this created a lot of mental problems for her. She also says that the night she disappeared, they all had a threesome.
Nice, giggity.
She said Rebecca seemed unhappy afterwards and said that she was going to go for a walk, and so she put on Tracy's boyfriend's clothes beforehand. And in the surveillance footage, it looks like clothes that Rebecca is wearing are too big for her. So that kind of bides well for Tracy's story about what happened. It looks like her parents also say that they heard Disney had sent some additional footage to the FBI for enhancement, but could not say what that footage might contain. They have heard that there are more tapes. Many people think that Disney has more evidence than they've let on, and in particular, security footage of the area by the pool. Whenever her parents call anybody, all they say is the investigation is ongoing. The reporter that was there from The Guardian says that they've tried emailing, telling them how they feel, the parents, but they get nothing. The police from the Bahamas assigned to the case never even returned the reporter's call when he was investigating the story. 170 passengers and crew have disappeared from cruise ships, by the way, since 2000, many without being seriously investigated or widely reported. All critics contend that Disney especially is more interested in avoiding bad publicity than solving what really happened in case they're at fault. One of Rebecca's friends who worked on the ship says it was implausible that there was no footage since the pool is close to a number of other important things on the ship, like a human resources office, a payroll department, places where money and sensitive documents are kept. It's, you know, really, really surveilled. She says any cover-up by Disney may have been about protecting themselves from charges of negligence, since the pool is just below the ship's bridge and would thus be the portion of the ship where a fall would most likely be seen by someone in a position to start a rescue. She says if they were doing their job and watching the front, someone must have seen her go over, and if they didn't, they're covering up why they didn't.
See, I don't believe that, Alex.
What do you think happened?
There's no way.
And you can see pictures, by the way, of Rebecca, her lover, Tracy. They're like twerking on each other.
Woo-hoo!
You can see the ship. You can see Rebecca in her ship uniform, the pool that she was supposedly swimming in, all that stuff on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
I just feel like, why would Disney have to cover it up? My point is they have millions and billions of dollars.
Because
they could totally pay this family for if they were found at fault somehow. It would not shut down Disney or their cruises.
No, because I think it's 24 hours a day on these ships. There are people that are supposed to be watching to make sure, you know, they're like, jobs are to look at different parts of each deck, and so if somebody were to fall over, then they would know that.
So but charge them with negligence.
Well, that's
then.
What they're saying Disney is avoiding, that they don't want to be charged with that, because it's Disney, you know? They want to be like the picture-perfect company.
Of course they want to, but stuff happens all the time, you know what I mean? Like, rides break down, things happen, like, I mean, things occasionally happen. I don't think, you think they'd go that extreme to cover it up?
When I first read this story and about this story, I immediately thought, okay, Tracy, this girlfriend and her boyfriend, they did this, you know, menage a trois with Rebecca. Rebecca was totally regretting it afterwards and all this stuff. I thought maybe they had something to do with it. They were the last people that were seen with her. But
yeah.
Tracy has been super forthcoming with any information she knows. She's stuck by her story. She's married now with kids. I mean, she is very open about saying, like, you know, I really cared about this girl and she had other issues that people don't want to talk about. Like, you know, she totally thinks she committed suicide. I want to know what you think. Go to our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Comment right there on the picture what you think happened to Rebecca Corium.
Okay, somebody on the show is in a relationship. That's pretty much everybody. But this person that's in a relationship keeps on asking people on the Joe and Alex Show, hey, would you mind on your phone downloading this dating app for me? I just want to see what it's like. Well, I don't know why everybody's looking at me. Okay, we're going to explain who is asking for this to be done and why and get your thoughts on it next on the Joe and Alex Show.